Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Partners Healthcare, parent company of Martha's Vineyard Hospital and Nantucket Cottage Hospital, is asking Governor Baker to consider travel bans to both islands, citing limited hospital beds, ventilators, personal protective equipment, and medical staff. It comes on the heels of a joint statement from both hospitals imploring visitors to stay away. Also, a shelter-in-place order takes effect on Nantucket at 5 p.m. this evening. Following all of this is George Brennan, editor of the Martha's Vineyard Times, who joins us this morning from Falmouth. Good morning, George. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Sure, Bob. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, George, give us an idea of what's unfolding on the islands right now, starting with that joint statement from the hospitals.
Yeah, so as people may know, Martha's Vineyard is got a huge seasonal community, and some of those folks have been arriving over the last couple of weeks, and that really sparked some concern among hospital officials because they just simply don't have the staff at this point or the resources. It's very common for someone who is acutely ill at Martha's Vineyard Hospital to be airlifted off the island to Mass General, one of partners' other hospitals. So they simply don't have the capacity. I think there's three ICU beds in that hospital. And so they're really concerned that people coming to the island could overtax an already taxed system by the residents who live there.
Partners is suggesting calling in the National Guard. What would the National Guard do exactly for the hospitals?
Well, think about the limited staff they have. So they're dealing with people who want to be tested, coming to their triage tent, and they only have a few nurses, a few doctors, and I think they're concerned that there could be people getting upset that it's taking so long, that, you know, they're not going to be tested because they don't fit the criteria. In all of this, people should remember that they're supposed to be calling their primary care physicians ahead of time for a pre-screening before they even arrive at the hospital.
Nantucket starts a shelter-in-place order tonight at 5 p.m., as we mentioned. Not so on the Vineyard. Why not on the Vineyard?
Well, it's a very different government on the Vineyard. There are six separate towns on Martha's Vineyard. It's not one town. And so that's six different boards of selectmen island-wide. And there is no one governing force on the island. So two of the towns have instituted construction bans. That's to limit the amount of construction workers commuting over to the island to work. And also two other towns will be considering similar bans this week. And Oak Bluffs, which is one of the larger towns on the island, is considering a broader ban that would close any non-essential businesses in the town. So a lot happening. And interestingly, Aquinnah, which is the tiniest town on the island and one of the most remote places, says they really don't have to do anything. They don't have a lot of business this time of year, and there's not a lot of construction going on at this time.
Quick answer to this question. Tell us about the ferry service. We're speaking with you this morning from your home in Falmouth because you're no longer commuting to your office on the Vineyard. What impact would a travel ban have for other commuters, shall we call them?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it would pretty much shut down commuting back and forth to the island. People are still doing it, although it has become more limited to the point where the SSA yesterday instituted reduced schedules.
And lastly, give us a quick snapshot of what life is like right now on the Vineyard, what the mood is among island residents.
Well, it's interesting. You know, a lot of people are getting out and about. You can see people at the beaches. You can see people hiking the trails. And they are keeping their social distance. People are trying to keep the mood light and enjoy each other's company, even keeping their distance.
George Brennan, editor of the Martha's Vineyard Times, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition, and good luck and stay with it.
Thanks, Bob. Stay safe.